Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Lama Gimel, Ksuvos 33. And back on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis and Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara points out a contradiction between our Mishnah here in Ksuvos that says that if somebody violates their sister, they pay the Knas, and the Mishnah in Malkos, which says that if somebody violates their sister, they get malchus, they get lashes. So now the Gemara is going to bring a suggestion of Reish Lakish as to how we can resolve this contradiction. So Reish Lakish's approach is Hamani, that our Mishnah that says that if somebody violates their sister, they have a kenas. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Whose opinion is the Amar Wilke Umashalim. He says that somebody can pay the kenas and also receive malchus for the same offense. So that's the position of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says Vachitema Rabbi Meir Wilke Umashalim Islay Meis Umashalim Leislay. And if you want to say Rabbi Meir says, yeah, you can pay a penalty and also get lashes, but that's only because you're paying the penalty and getting lashes, but it's not as severe as death. But Mesu Mashalim, but if it would be death, then we would say the principle of Kamlei B'Deravmine, then we would say you only get the more severe penalty of death, and therefore you don't get money. Velo. And so therefore you wouldn't pay the penalty under those circumstances. If you want to say that that's Rabbi Meir's position, v'hatanya, but we don't say that because we learned in a braisa, and the braisa says, ganav v'tabach v'shabbos. Let's say a person stole a sheep or an ox and slaughtered it on Shabbos. Now we know that the Pasuk in Shemos, chapter 21, tells us that if a person steals an ox or a sheep and then slaughters it or sells it, that he shall pay in place of the ox five oxen, and in place of the sheep, he has to pay four sheep. So in that context, we say that if you steal and you slaughter it on Shabbos, or ganav v'tabach avodas kochavim, if you stole a sheep and an ox and you slaughtered it for idolatry, or gun of shor haniskol tubacho, or if somebody stole an ox that was supposed to be stoned because it killed a person or it be engaged in bestiality, then under those circumstances mishalim tashlumei arba b'chamisha, he still pays the four or five times the amount. So even though those cases are death penalty cases, the case of idolatry and violating Shabbos are death penalties, and Rabbi Meir says you still pay v'chachamim potrim, but the chachamim say you don't pay the knas. So we see from here that Rabbi Meir is of the position that one who violates at the same time an offense where there's both a death penalty and also a fine, you do get both penalties. So Gemara answers ha itmarla, but according to that price, we taught Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amrile, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Lav, V'chol Chavur, Tamashmei, De Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, Betoveach Al Yidei Achar. Now, what's the reason why under those circumstances you pay both according to Rabbi Meir? Is because the person who stole it is not the one who slaughtered it, but rather he told somebody else to slaughter it. He told his shliach, he told his agent to slaughter it. So therefore, he didn't do both things. He didn't do the violation of shlita on Shabbos or slaughtering it for the idolatry, and so therefore he doesn't get the death penalty. So therefore, when Rabbi Meir says that he gets four or five times the amount, but in a case where he actually would do the violation himself, Rabbi Meir would not say he gets four or five times the amount. So the Gemara says, v'chiseg chote v'zem eschaif. So how can it be that the agent is the one who slaughtered the animal, and the one who told him to do it has to pay the four or five times the amount? We have a principle, ein shliach advar avera, that a person cannot appoint somebody else to do a sin. So you can't have somebody else who does a sin on your behalf. There's no agency, therefore. So then how can we say that he has to pay the person who told him to steal it has to pay four or five times the amount? It doesn't make sense. So Amar Rava explains, yes, it's true that in general, that we say this concept of ein shliach u'dvar aveira, even though that's generally the position, that we say that you can't have an agency for a sin. But this case of the person who steals the four or five times the sheep, the four or five times the ox or the sheep, and he has to be four or five times. In this case, we have an exception to that rule of ein shliach u'dvar aveira. Amar Rachmana, the Torah tells us with regard to somebody who steals or steals a sheep or an ox and then slaughters it, and somebody who slaughters an ox or sells it or slaughters it, and just like the selling involves somebody else, you have to sell it to somebody else in order to do it. But so too, in this case, the slaughtering can even be done by somebody else. So this is an exception to the principle of ein shliach u'dvar aveira. Normally, when it comes to a sin, we would say that you have to do it yourself. And if the other person you ask to do it on your behalf, that even though you might require spiritual atonement, but you're not in violation technically of any law. But this case, says Rav, is an exception. In the case of one who steals it and then tells somebody else to slaughter it, we don't apply the concept of there's no agency when it comes to sin.